Young Entertainment Professionals.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Young Entertainment Professionals podcast. I'm your host, Libby Ulrich, and today's episode features another fabulous board member and entrepreneur in the music industry. Sarah Beth Perry is going to be joining us. She is the founder and CEO of With the Band, a fan engagement platform that strives to develop a community for fans and artists to feel a part of something bigger than themselves. Sarah Beth is also the co-director of events for the Yet Board and was named one of Nashville Briefing's 30 Under 30 in 2020. In only 3 years, Perry has grown With the Band from an idea in her dorm room to captivating packed out arenas with her creative and collaborative fan projects and meetups. Some of her most notable experiences include her fan engagement activations at the Jonas Brothers' highly anticipated Happiness Begins Tour and Kacey Musgraves' Oh What a World Tour sold out concert in Nashville, Tennessee. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how With the Band has been adapting during this virtual world in 2020 and 2021. And this year, they are going to be launching a new modern day version of a fan called Fan Cruise this fall. So without further ado, you're going to hear ways that Sarah Beth has grown her entrepreneurial endeavors and what she loves most about being a part of Yup. Now to our episode featuring Sarah Beth Perry. Sarah Beth Perry, the CEO of With the Band Fan Engagement Community, welcome to the Young Entertainment Professionals podcast. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We have so much to talk about today. We're obviously going to talk about With the Band and your love for a fan community and what that's been like to also contribute to the community of Yup and how you're involved with events. We recently had Steven on the pod from the Yup board, who's also a co-director of events for Yup Nashville. So I want to hear a little bit more about that and in the future of our conversation. But first, I want to ask, how are you?
You know, as good as you can be in like a global pandemic. I feel like this year has definitely had a different perspective on me personally, on just like being thankful every day that I like have a place to live and have food to eat. And just that like basic needs are met and that like my family is healthy is, I feel like, all you can ask for right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so thankful for the simple things in our life right now. And I know for me, I'm just lucky to still have the entertainment community through Yup. Through knowing you and just being involved in different aspects digitally to share with people some wholesome content. So I do want to note before we get started with our conversation, you were in the Nashville Briefing's 30 Under 30. So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I was very excited about it. My first 30 Under 30 list. So
yeah,
we're ready.
Who inspired you to be an entrepreneur and someone that creates their own thing? Because I feel like everybody's story is so much different, but I want to hear your personal story and how entrepreneurship inspired you.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. I realize I was super unique in the fact that growing up, both my dad and my stepdad were entrepreneurs. And so I never thought that it was like different to be an entrepreneur because that was always their job. Had no idea that like most people didn't go that route. And so it was nice. Like automatically, I never thought that I couldn't create something of my own. And I think that was a big plus on the side for me. And ever since I can remember, I always knew like I wanted to work in music. I wanted to create my own company in music. I just didn't really know what that was. Until a few years ago.
With the Band has obviously blown up over the past few years. And I feel like a lot of the conversation that happens in entrepreneurship is finding your audience, finding your community, what they want. And what has it been like creating a platform for the general fan base community, but also targeting different types of fans? Because obviously you've got a lot of different artists and genres involved. So how have you managed to figure out what the niche audience is for With the Band while catering to different types of fans?
Yeah. So I think the big thing that we say is no matter like the genre or age, I feel like we really cater to like the super fan. So no matter if that's for like Led Zeppelin or for Taylor mm-hmm. Swift. Like, that's really who we communicate with and who we want to build community with. And I think it really all goes back to like me being a fan when I was younger. And I remember seeing these fans basically like congregate in these different areas yeah. and always wondered why artist teams aren't more involved in that. And that's really kind of where the seed kind of was planted for with the band. And then once I got older and started researching more, realized that fan engagement was a job, I really realized how few people I feel like understood how to like harness the fan base, because mm-hmm. fans have so much power. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that, but if you can partner with them and work with them, there are unlimited ways you can really use them to support you as an artist.
And was there something that you learned about creating a fan base from an artist or band's perspective through this whole process of like catering to the fan, but learning, oh, this must be how the Jonas Brothers have formed their foundation of their community? Like, is it, did you learn more about like the other side of,
yeah.
of what that means?
So what we always do before we work with an artist is we do deep dives into their fan base. Mm-hmm. And we've really seen like, from the fan side of things, when you do a deep dive, you can tell already who the successful artists are by like how engaged they are and how creative they are with their fan base. And I think one of the most interesting things is these like really successful fan bases have created such unique bonds through usually like different avenues that are not kind of the main, like just creating an album. But it really, what we said, like made an emotional connection and an emotional impact. And so anything we can do to really elevate that emotional experience is what we found really drives the fan base together.
I want to speak to a specific fan activation that you participated in, and it does involve the Jonas Brothers. You yeah. organized 16,000 signs reading "Thank You for yeah. Coming Back to Us" during their comeback show in Nashville in September of 2019. Talk about that experience, what it was like for you as a fan of boy bands and putting together something that was a part of a huge event here in Nashville.
Yeah. Being honest, I joke, but like, I think that would probably be the best day of my life for the rest of my life. It was really like the first moment that I felt like I 100% knew I was made to create this company, because that was really our first big event. And really the way we started the idea for that was, we had like just really launched our app that enabled fans and artists to create and participate in fan projects and fan meetups. And so I saw this as a great way to just like let the fan community in Nashville know that we like just launched. And so we got a group of about 10 fans together, and they all helped us right when doors opened. We went in and placed these signs all around in all the different seats. And we were just hoping like a few hundred yeah. people would hold them up. And it ended up with like, this, it was just a sea of white because there were so many signs in the air, and like all three of the guys were crying on stage and ended up getting written in a bunch of major press outlets and just did like way better than we ever thought it would do. So that is definitely probably like the highlight of the company thus far for me, because it was really the moment where not even just during, like you could feel the emotion, like even half the audience was crying. But after mm-hmm. like Nick Jonas posted about it and reading the different comments, just seeing fans say, you know, I'm so honored I got to be a part of this. They're like, this was my 6-year-old daughter's first concert, and she was so excited for this like specific moment that when she saw the sign. So it was really cool to just know that since I used to be, you know, the big Jonas Brothers fan, that like as a fan, this is something that they will remember for the rest of their lives, which is super cool.
Yeah. And you created memories for people, for thousands yeah. of people. And that's got to be really rewarding and fulfilling. And I got to also mention that Casey Musgraves was a part of one of your fan activations as well. The word activation, can you explain to me what that means to you as someone who is a fan, what it means to have a memorable experience with yeah. one of your favorite artists or favorite concerts? What does it mean? What does that word mean to you? Activation.
Yeah. To me, it was very interesting when we started this company and started talking with these upper level people in either management or labels, the terms we were using, like fan project, fan meetups, a little more like self-explanatory, but most of them did not know what a fan project was. And that, I feel like there's different terms that the fans use for a quote unquote fan activation. And that's kind of more the business term for it. But what it really means to me is it's getting a group of fans together to do something around an artist, whether that's digitally or in person, that really just creates a better experience for the fan. So that could be anything from like a listening party to one of these huge, you know, like fan projects at a show. And it can, you can really be creative with it. And that's kind of why we used fan activation, because we felt like it encompassed way more than, or just it was general enough to encompass everything that we wanted to do in the future.
That's cool. Can you talk a little bit more about the name With the Band and how you came up with it? What kind of message do you want to convey through that name alone?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing and the reason I really created the company was because I met so many of my best friends through music. And I was, you know, back in the day, like a part of the Jonas Brothers fan club, and really remembered like loving those days of like, you know, like the forum chat room, and you could get to know other fans around the world. And we, after our research, and this is kind of what I felt before and wanted to prove that it was true, fans feel like they've lost their community, which is super interesting with the rise of social media, how it's almost been more emphasis on the individual and not the community as a whole. And so what we really wanted to do with the band is create and foster a better community among these fan bases to really help these fans and even the artists feel a part of something bigger than themselves.
Do you have a favorite story or two from a fan that you've met or worked with before, or just a moment where you realized you are facilitating something bigger than what it means to just create an event? Like, is there a story out there that you feel like made you feel like, oh, this is definitely what I need to be doing?
Yeah. So I honestly, every day, like that is why I wake up, is for the fan. And I absolutely love hearing their comments, and whether that's like through email or through an Insta post someone did. And I think one of my favorite moments when I was like, okay, like this is going to work, was when we were doing the Jonas Brothers show. We had a group, it was about like 10 or 11 fans who helped us out. And, fun fact, I was actually in like a cast at the time. I literally broke my foot like the day after we ordered all the signs to do this. I was like hobbling around Bridgestone.
Oh my God.
And, putting out these signs, and a guy came up and was like, "Hey," and I was like, "Oh, did you not like get a sign? Like, here's one." And he's like, "No, like I'm helping hand them out. Like, can you give me a stack more?" And I had no idea who this guy was. And it really proved to me that the fans like really feel a part of it, and they want to participate. They want to help because they feel like they are creating this community. And I think it is like the most, because obviously like when you're creating a company, your friends and family want to support you and everything, but it's so different when you're hearing it from an outsider of like, this was so cool that I got to be a part of this. Like, this was my favorite show hands down. And one of the cool things too was when it was like right at the end of the tour, one of the big Jonas Brothers like fan accounts posted what were your favorite moments like from this tour. And by far, like one of the most talked about things was the Nashville fan project. And so that really means a lot that we were able to create such like a standout moment on what was, I think, the highest grossing tour that year.
That's insane. Congratulations. Thanks. You have so much to be proud of. And I'm looking at your app right now, and I want to hear the creativity that went into this and why you felt like bringing those experiences to mobile was so important.
Yeah. So we initially, pre-COVID, had an app that enabled fans and artists to create in these fan projects and fan meetups. And then kind of like we've talked about, we started partnering with these artists to create these fan activations. And we are going to continue doing that until COVID hit. And we really saw that through these fan activations, we could create this community. And after COVID hit, we realized there needed to be a way digitally to do this. Yeah. And we had kind of always known down the road that we wanted to enable the artists to create their own kind of like modern day version of a fan club and whatever that would look like. We had kind of handled then, and then COVID really sped that up for us. And it was interesting at the beginning of like March and April, I had different managers reaching out being like, "Hey, Sarah Beth, what do we do besides Instagram Live?" And I was like, "Let me research, let me figure out something," and just realized how few tools there were. And so we really had to get creative again and go back to the drawing board on what would actually help artists both in this, you know, non-concert time, but then also once they go back to performing live. And so what we ended up doing was developing this new software that enabled artists to create their own fan crew. And that's their modern day version of fan club. So they get to choose everything from like the benefits that they're offering fans to the pricing, to the look of it. And that's what we're planning to launch within the next few months. So one of our biggest like company values is creativity, because we have been creative a lot, whether that's through the fan activations or just pivoting as a company.
What is something that's super important for you in the process of creating the virtual meet and greets and the live streams? Because obviously we've all been trying to get used to this whole virtual communication, whether it be a podcast right now or other interviews, content. So share more, maybe some details that you wanted to stick to so that the virtual meet and greet felt like an in-person experience.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that I remember, you know, when developing this new software was I remember seeing, we all were seeing articles, you know, every day come out about new changes that were happening early, you know, in the COVID times. And one of those I saw was talking about how meet and greets will not be the same for a long time. Even when live comes back, now you think about how valuable the artist's health is. And even looking back and thinking about how they're meeting like 100 fans close up within, you know, an hour or 30 minutes, that's a lot of interaction and a lot of germs that could be spread. And so I really realized that that was going to be one of the things that would need to really change a lot, and even just the VIP kind of experience in general. And so what we ended up doing is I researched, you know, all the different platforms from meet and greet platforms to live stream to membership models, all the different ones. And my biggest priority was how do we make sure that the artist like owns their fan base? Because I feel like that was not happening on a lot of platforms. And I just like personally didn't understand why, if the artist is doing all this, like they couldn't own the fan base. And so what we did was we really wanted one platform for it to be super transparent for the artist to see, okay, well, they can go in and see this actual fan, and are they the like most engaged fan or the like highest spending fan? And they can do those virtual meet and greets, but also the live streams and also the content creation all in one place to really make it a lot easier on them, just like on the admin side, for them to do multiple things without feeling so overwhelmed, but also owning that data and having more control of like what they can and can't do through a live stream or a meet and greet.
Hey, it's singer-songwriter Olivia Lane here, and I wanted to give a huge thanks to Yep for being such an awesome community of people keeping us connected. If you're wanting some new tunes to listen to, my new album Heart Change drops this summer, but you can go ahead and listen to a few songs from the record right now, including songs like Why Don't We and I Let the Devil In. Follow me on TikTok at Olivia Lane Music for more.
Are there any artists or bands that you have any sort of virtual event coming up or that you're planning for the launch of the fan crews that you're super excited about?
So I can't name any names yet, but the fan crew platform we are planning to launch within the next few months, and we'll be announcing the artists soon. But I really wanted to do all genres. I felt like this, well, definitely, I feel like the first thing that comes to mind are like the teenage fan girls, and we're definitely targeting more of that, like, 13 to 28 year old range. So, you know, teenage fan girl to young adult type artist demographics. But we're talking with artists of all genres, even international artists already. And so I'm really excited to just like have a diverse group of artists in every form of the word.
That's awesome. And I can't wait to hear more about it. And I'm so excited for you and your team. So as a fan yourself, yeah, what's been like the favorite merch item or fan bundle that you received? Cause I feel like back in the day, like having a merch bundle for the fan was like such a huge thing. And people still do it now, but like, what's your favorite merch item that you've gotten from a concert or from a fan club?
Such a good question. I'm not going to lie. I definitely still have that like merch pack I got from the Jonas Brothers fan club. So I do think like I keep, it was like a membership card that they sent out, and it was like Jonas Brothers first year of their fan club. And I kind of keep that as a reminder to, I know like a lot of people in the industry, you almost forget about like when you were a fan, and we especially like on a daily basis are having to put ourselves like in the fan's shoes and what they would like. And so I think like, I don't know if I have one special one, but all of them I feel like are super important to me, and the fact that it reminds me of like what my goal is, and really reminds me like that that is why I do it, because I so appreciated being a part of this tight-knit community, and that's what I really wanted to create for others. But no matter the merch item that I had from the, you know, my pastime as like a super fan, I always look at those and just remember the community and the friends I made over those different artists. And whether that was waiting in line at shows or, you know, standing next to someone and you just happen, you're like, oh, can you send me that photo?
Yeah.
And then you made friends with these fans, and that's what it really reminds me of. And that's why I keep my little Jonas Brothers membership card in my office, is to remind me like, you know, this is important and it really can help like impact someone's life in a positive way.
For sure. And I want to hear your take on how TikTok has influenced the fan community. Cause that's the huge buzz is TikTok. Artists need to be on TikTok. You'll get tons of fans that way. I mean, I did a interview with Lauren Weintraub for my show on my Instagram about a week and a half ago, and her song blew up on TikTok, and she has all of these fans jumping on Instagram, singing that song in their car, just like she was. So I want to hear your take on that. And you know, what you think the future of fan bases look like with platforms like TikTok.
Yeah, I definitely am now obsessed with TikTok. I feel like most everyone. We like at With the Band really started our kind of really being serious about TikTok as a platform this summer and this fall. And like we've personally with our videos seen success at it. And I think it's been interesting because I feel like TikTok is so different than any other platform that is out there, just in the way that you're consuming content on a For You page. And it's not as much about who you're following as other platforms. And I think that it really has the potential to create a rabid fan base. For instance, one of the TikToks we created last week that blew up, I saw a fan create basically a whole account around this idea that she was going to pair One Direction fans together. So it was like, fill out this Google form. And it was questions about like, who's your favorite and your name and all that different information. And it ended up blowing up. And I saw that video and I thought to myself, I wonder if we just created this for other fandoms, like how well that would go over. And so we created one for like Taylor Swift, and it was called like Swifty Matching. And literally in 24 hours, we had over 7,000 fans fill out this form in our bio. And so it was insane. Like the conversion rate was over 10% of the people who viewed it were signing up. And so we've realized that the benefit of TikTok is that it is so specific on the algorithm that you get pulled up on. And like, instead of paying for an Instagram or Facebook ad where you're literally paying for this specific audience, TikTok is automatically putting that specific audience in front of you. And so that's where we've really seen the success, is when you really try to target a video on a like niche group, whether that's a fandom or, you know, a certain song. So I love it. It's definitely, I think it's going to stay. It's interesting how now almost every number one song is because of TikTok. So I definitely think it's something that every artist should be using right now.
For sure. And speaking of the artist, you have a zero startup cost for the artist to join this platform. And you shared earlier about how they have access to analytics, they can manage and monetize their fan bases, interacting at their own leisure. What are some more benefits that you feel like what the band provides for the artists aside from other platforms out there?
Yeah. So what I really say our platform is think of the business model of Patreon, but the talent level of Masterclass. So where we really saw the gap was these medium to higher level artists, because these lower level, like more indie artists have Patreon, they have Memberful, but these medium to higher level artists have a newsletter or like a completely customized app that costs them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there's nothing in between. And it hasn't been updated, you know, for 10 plus years.
Right.
And so that's where we really saw the gap and where we wanted to fit in was being zero startup costs, but still have a very high quality product with high engagement. And then how it works is once the fan pays, 70% of that goes directly to the artist. And then we deal with all the like payment processing fees and live stream fees. And then we end up taking the rest, which is like 15%.
You're creating a community of artists that are on with the band and then fans that are on with the band, which I think is really, really cool. Very unique.
Thanks.
Community.
Yeah. It's definitely kind of always like the chicken and the egg scenario of like which comes first, the fans or the artist. But we really found it's been pretty different with like each fan base on whether we talk with the artist first or whether we get the fans engaged first and then that gets the artist involved. Mm-hmm. So it depends, but it's definitely been fun. It's always a experiment.
Yeah. It's and you don't have one without the other.
Yeah.
So I think it's great how you're benefiting both parties in a way that really makes sense and helps with monetization for you as well. How can people find out about With the Band? How can people download the app? What are some pro tips that you have for somebody that's just getting started as a fan?
Totally. So where you can find us, our website is withtheband.co. We're With the Band VIP on all of the social channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, et cetera. And I think that the biggest piece of advice you said for our fan, I think the biggest one that I've learned personally over the past few years is to never be ashamed of being a fan. I think, especially when you go into the music industry, a lot of, you know, just kind of the music industry thing, you just kind of have to act
cool that you don't like really like music or, you know, really like a certain artist, but I've learned that being a fan it's really a strength within the music industry because you know how the fandom culture works or you know how a fan thinks and know what you as a fan loved. And it can even help you if you're like, oh, I remember like that one merch pack that the Jonas Brothers did. It was really cool. This specific item, like what if we made that digital and changed it a bit? So it really benefits you way more than it hurts you. So I would just say, be proud that you're a music fan.
Yes. And engage with others who feel the same.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to hear more about the plans that you and the events team have for YEP. I know that there were a lot of virtual events that we had. Maddie was leading some of those conversations on our Facebook page. So I want to hear some more plans that you all have for YEP and what that looks like and how people can hear more about the events that you're going to be putting on.
Yeah, totally. So make sure to stay tuned on all the YEP socials and on the newsletter. We will be announcing some new events soon. We're working on a few different writers rounds. We are planning to have a YEP Rewind this year. We're figuring out exactly what that looks like, whether I think right now it's probably going to be all digital. If there's anyone who is interested in collaborating, we are talking to like potential partners and to even seeing if we can connect more with the YEP LA board and get more connections going between the different cities. So we're really excited. There will be a YEP Rewind hopefully this summer or towards the end of summer. So yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be so fun. And people can check out With the Band at withtheband.co. Y'all are also on Instagram in addition to TikTok, several other platforms. Don't be ashamed of your fandom. Get on there. Follow along.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sarah Beth. for joining us. Yes, I'm so excited to share your story, and I hope that 2021 brings a lot more opportunities than you can
imagine. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Always happy to support YEP, and it really has been great for connecting with other individuals, especially when you're trying to start your own company and trying to find a photographer or a website designer. It is just as useful for entrepreneurs, I feel like, as it is for musicians.
Well, hope you have a great rest of your week, and take care.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Young Entertainment Professionals Podcast. To get connected, visit yepnashville.com and follow YEP Nashville and YEP Los Angeles on social media. I'm your host, Libby Ulrich, and until next time, discover, cultivate, accelerate.